Sleepy, are you awake?
Warning, this podcast may offend some people unintentionally. So if you get offended easily, you are advised to turn off now. And if you're still here listening, thanks and enjoy the show.
What's up with the world? It's your boy Sleepy J. You are tuned in to the Sleep Talking Podcast. I am your host, Sleepy J. This is episode 82. Thank you guys for checking me out. I am sorry for the long wait. I know. I told you I was back, took off a couple weeks. I didn't mean to take those couple weeks off, though. Like, I've been really busy with the holidays lately. Like, I'm getting ready to go back to St. Louis for Christmas. So the last couple of weeks have been me getting ready for it. Like, it's me getting my car ready for, you know, travel, meaning that I have to get, you know, my brakes fixed. That way I can make the trip. Things of that nature. So I've been a little bit busy, you know, making sure I got enough money, covering all the bills, doing everything that it takes to do the holidays. You know, it is a tough time. Things get a little bit tighter. You're trying to celebrate with your friends and your family and all that good stuff. So I did get a little bit busy. And then, like, I did start recording this episode, but then I got interrupted by the wife. And, you know, whenever things like that happen, you just kind of got to take it in stride. So I am doing my best to keep up for you guys. I know it is the holiday season. Everybody's taking their hiatus, and I didn't mean to slow down or stop. Typically, this is my time where I ramp up. But again, you know, I'm getting older, more responsibilities and things like that. But I still am going to deliver, baby. Like, I'm still here. I'm still working to get you guys an episode. So bear with me. This is episode 82. I got a couple topics I want to talk about. But hopefully everyone is doing well. Hopefully everyone is excited and ready for the holidays. And again, I don't know if you guys have been following me on my social medias, on my TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube, but I've been sharing my videos on there each and every night for the last, I don't know how many days now. I know I'm coming up on my 90th day of doing it consistently. It's been fun experience, you know, just starting to be consistent, which is why I actually started doing the podcast again. You know, I always feel like it takes so much effort, not too much, it takes a lot of effort to be consistent. You know, you got to take time out the day to carve out your lane on what you're trying to do. And then, like, doubling down to niche down on what people are expecting of you, that takes time too. So it slows me down. It gets me all in my head because there's so much stuff I want to say and do on a daily basis. There's so many things that I want to share with you guys. And when I get into those funks, like, it really just kind of cripples me because I guess it's analysis paralysis, the best way to describe it. Like, I get so caught up in thinking, like, what do people want to hear from me? What do they want to see from me? Oh, they want to see me do this. They want to see me do that. And then I just, like, get stuck in this ever-ending loop of do this, do that, and then nothing comes out because I'm not happy with anything. So one thing with doing this 90-day challenge has been just, like, not to overthink it so much, even though there are days where I do get caught up in that loop. More times than not, it's more about just throw something out and let it see what happens, where it lands, and then keep moving, like, because you got something to do the next day. I was hoping to be more consistent with more work, but it's been a battle just trying to get the 90 days of posting down. But it's become a habit where that part is becoming easier. So maybe now that that's a little bit easier, I can ramp up by doing more posts. Consistency of, like, planned out, organized posts. Now that I'm getting more caught up into the swing of posting regularly, you know what I mean? But yeah, that's what I've been really focusing on, is just trying to get consistent and doing that. Again, doing the podcast, I've been getting better at it. I really am pushing to see where I can get these this to grow in the next 6 to 8 months. Hopefully by August of 2024, I'm seeing, like, life change things. That's what I'm aiming for. Like, I want to see in 2024, I want to see great growth for the podcast musically or whatever the case is. Like I'm really trying to double down on my creativity and really push forward. But, you know, that's everything takes time. Everything takes effort. You know, you gotta plant these seeds and continue to water them and grow them. So for me to get there, it's going to take a lot of consistency, a lot of effort, a lot of time. Right now, I've also been really pushing for Chris Chaos's EP 34/7. It is out now. It is available on all streaming platforms. I am working on different ways to promote that. I have a show possibly coming up in St. Louis. I can't confirm that yet. But when that comes out, I will be letting everyone know about it. And also, with me perform, like getting ready to do the performances, I also need to get my, figure out how I'm going to push this EP. Like, do I burn CD or do I get CDs made up? I know a lot of people do just strictly streaming these days, but I've been seeing a lot of people say, like, not everyone has streaming services, so CDs are still valuable today. I don't want to invest too much money into CDs if people aren't going to be buying them. I have never been one person that spends money on different promotion products or different things to get my music or anything out that doesn't make me my money back. Like I know a lot of people will take the losses. I am an independent label, independent artist, that I cannot afford to take those type of losses. Like, I need everything that I ever do to always return something. Even if it's a small profit, I need my money back and more. So anytime I do anything like this, it is a calculated master plan. I am always thinking about, like, how are we going to do this? How are we going to maximize it? How are we going to continue to push forward? So I am considering doing a small run of CDs for the EP 34/7 by Chris Chaos. If you guys don't know why I push this album so, or the EP so much, or Chris Chaos so much, is one, I have an independent label called VMP, Valdespino Music Productions, and I produce beats, I record artists, and I do my own events. And because of that, whenever there's an artist that is associated with me that, you know, records with me, buys my beats, all of the above, I will push them. And Chris Chaos is the latest artist that I've been working with in the last few years that is using my beats, using my studio, you know, I'm mixing and mastering and all that stuff for him. So I want to make sure that he is set up for success as much as possible. I helped the homeboy Frost Money out a lot over the years. I still help him out from afar. We still talk business a lot. We still talk about a lot of things to help make his career go a little bit further or things of that nature. And so I'm trying to get Chris Chaos up to a similar speed. And so I want to set him up for success. Last time out when we did the last EP, we just kind of threw it out there to see how many people were paying attention, how many people were interested in it. Now that we have something of a idea, now it's an idea to grow it. We want to see this fan base grow. We want to get them to the next level. We want to see how much we can do this year. So this year, I'm really focusing on getting him on playlists. I'm focusing on trying to get these, maybe do some a few shows and to sell a few CDs and see how that works. We'll also be shooting a music video soon. So the, you know, Chris Chaos EP is doing well enough that we are excited about seeing what we can do with it and where we can take that. Also for me, I am getting back in the swing of doing my own music. So probably a few beat tapes will be in store for this year. I'm working on a secret group project that I haven't, you know, I don't want to officially say it yet. It is something that's more or less starting for fun, and we'll see if I ever release it, but it's just kind of an idea to see what me and the homie sound like and see what that would be like in today's world, if there's even a market or interest in it. But, you know, new music on the way coming from my side, you know. But, yeah, that's what I've been up to. That's the things that I've been working on. You know, let's get into the show. This week, I want to talk about my top favorite Christmas songs. You know, Christmas right around the corner. This next couple of episodes are going to be probably very Christmas heavy. But this episode, I want to talk about Christmas songs. Like, there's a, like Christmas songs are so different, right? A Christmas song is not so much a song where, like Christmas songs are so delicate. You can't just do a song about Santa Claus. You can't just do a song about the time of Christmas or whatever. Like it's a delicate balance. Like some songs have to be soulful and meaningful, but then there's also some songs that have to be fun and cheerful, right? Like, for example, This Christmas is a sweet song. It's about memories. It's about that feeling when you're around your friends, but it's also kind of very cheerful, right? It's like a warming song, but it's also very cheerful, feels good type of song. And then you have like Silent Night. It's a very slow, somber song. It's not very upbeat. It's not, you know, maybe you do get a little bit emotions with it, but it's a Christmas song. People love it. People, you know, whatever the case is, they like that song. But when you're going out shopping, you're not hearing those type of songs. You're hearing more of the upbeat, the happier, cheerful songs. It's just an interesting side of music when you think about it. Because like I've heard like even modern day hip hop songs, and you know, Christmas and Hollis and TLC did their version of a Christmas song, and you know, it's just interesting that it's a very thin line of what makes a Christmas song a hit. Like there is, you know, a lot of these songs are old songs that we've heard for a long time. All I Want for Christmas, I'll Be Home for Christmas. These songs are like, they're old, they're classics. People know these songs. And yes, we have remakes that people love those too. But a Christmas song, just it takes a special thing to actually take off and become one of the songs that we all like, oh my God, I love this one. Bing Crosby has a lot of songs that of his Christmas songs were big Christmas songs. The Jackson 5 have a Christmas album that was a pretty big album. Things like that. Like a lot of people attempt to make these Christmas albums and they're usually redoing and remaking the exact same songs. But, you know, some of them hit better than others. And so it's just interesting to me because, you know, some song, like, why do we pick the songs that we pick to like versus the songs that we choose to like, oh, yeah, I heard it. I didn't really care for it. I don't know. But I wanted to list off my top favorite Christmas songs of all time. And now, these are not in any particular order, but let's just go ahead and get it off the, you know, Run, Run, Rudolph by Chuck Berry. It's one of them songs that when I think about Christmas, I probably think about it from all the movies and all of the times going into the mall or something like that. You hear that song, it's probably playing at some point. Now, Chuck Berry was also from St. Louis, so maybe I heard it a little bit more often than most people because being from St. Louis and him being from St. Louis, maybe they pushed it a little bit more. Or maybe it was just that big of a song. I don't know. But Run, Run, Rudolph by Chuck Berry is definitely one of my favorite Christmas songs. Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Jackson 5 is another one of my favorite songs. Now, this is an interesting thing. Like, the Jackson 5, and someone pointed this out, but the Jackson 5 has possibly one of the best Christmas albums ever. Like, people love the Jackson 5 Christmas album, right? But something I don't know if anyone ever really put together is the fact that they are Jehovah's Witness. Like, they did a whole album about Santa Claus and celebrating the holiday, but they didn't celebrate it because they were Jehovah's Witness. And I find it kind of ironic, but I also find it funny. Like, I always think, to me, the irony of people doing things like that, I don't know why that is one of those, like, it's my sense of humor of, like, the idea of, like, what if you went to a tattoo artist that had no tattoos, but they were the best tattoo artist ever? You know, the idea that the Jackson 5 did a Santa Claus or Christmas album and they don't celebrate Christmas is funny to me. But anyways, I digress. On to the next song. My other another favorite Christmas song is Jingle Bell Rock. I don't know who did the Jingle Bell Rock song. I just know the Jingle Bell Rock song. It's also another one of those things that are ingrained into the minds of us as a society, right? Like Jingle Bell Rock is a big song. Millennials probably remember it from Mean Girls. Jingle Bell Rock is a classic. It goes in my top five of all time songs for Christmas. All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey. I feel like the song's been out for 100 years, even though she's not even 100 years old. But I feel like that song's been out forever. All I Want for Christmas is probably her biggest song ever, because ever since it came out, it makes it to the top of the charts every single Christmas. And this is what made me think about what makes a Christmas song so special. Like, why do we gravitate to certain songs over others? It's not a new song. A lot of people do All I Want for Christmas, but is it the beat? Is it the singer? Is it the, like, what about All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey puts her at the top of the list every year for Christmas versus, I don't know, whoever else, Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, whoever else that did a version of All I Want for Christmas that does not get to the top of the charts every Christmas? Like, maybe their fans will listen to it, but, like, it doesn't hit the zeitgeist of all of society, of all of the culture. Like, people don't associate those songs. Like, every artist that comes out with a song or an album for Christmas, sure, their fans will support and listen to it, but not many of those people will actually make it to the song so that everyone's going to play for every Christmas. You know, maybe that year, if they were the latest and greatest pop artist, you know, like I said, every pop artist probably does a Christmas album at some point. At least they used to in the 2000s. Or they at least do a song or something like that. And maybe it charts for that year, but it doesn't actually get introduced into the, oh, these are staples. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas is a staple in most people's mind for Christmas music. Jingle Bell Rock, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Run, Run, Rudolph. These are, like, these are the songs that people are looking for. I don't know. Again, that's where my mind frame went whenever I started asking this question. But anyways, my top number one, this one I can tell you, this is 100% my favorite Christmas song of all time, is This Christmas. Now, I prefer Chris Brown's version from whenever he did that movie a few years back, but Donny Hathaway's version, I like that version too. Like, both of them are great. I love them both. Both definitely get me in the Christmas spirit when I hear it. And, you know, when those songs come on, that's to me when Christmas is officially starting. That's when I'm officially listening to it. I personally love This Christmas. It invokes all of the feels, all of the ideas of the holidays, and we are full force for Christmas, in my opinion, when those songs come out. And I apologize if you guys can hear my dog in the background. She's a little asshole. She likes to bark when I'm trying to do the podcast. But anyways, those are my top five Christmas songs, guys. I hope you guys like them, agree with me on if those are your favorites, or if not, it's cool. We can agree to disagree. These are the songs that I chose to think, like, that I chose. These are my top five songs. There's many other songs, you know. I was thinking about possibly doing a list of parody songs for Christmas, but I don't know. Well, maybe on the next episode. But anyways, guys, I am done with this episode. Hopefully you guys are getting ready for the holidays, getting ready to spend time with your friends and family. Also, if I can tell you anything, please do not get yourself all stressed out with the holidays. If you can afford to participate in the holidays, please do. And if you can't, it's okay too. Make memories, because you know what? More than those gifts that you are paying for and getting, you know, wasting money on. And I only say wasting money because, you know, presents break, get lost, get given away, or whatever the case is. And they don't get appreciated forever, but those memories that you have when you can laugh and you can cry about, like, good times, you know, the time with your mom, the time with your siblings, the time with your friends, like, those are things that will last longer than those gifts. Those gifts will break, get lost, get broken, given away, or whatever the case is. But the memories that you have with your loved ones, that's what really matters. Like, this is what I enjoy about the end of the year. Every year is Thanksgiving and Christmas when I get to spend the time with my friends and my family. But until next time, guys, I'm sending you with nothing but love, positive light, thoughts, and prayers. I'll see you guys next time. Again, I will have another episode very soon.